happy to bring you one of Hollywood's most prominent families, a group which is a striking rebuttal to many of the common conceptions of this glamorous town. They are one of the most charming family groups in Hollywood movie circles, the famous screen stars Bebe Daniels, Ben Lyon, and their two children, Barbara and Richard. Bebe and Ben, as all of you know, I'm sure, have been stars for a long, long time. And I'm very happy to say Barbara and Richard are following in their famous parents' footsteps. Now, we're not going to introduce them individually because they're all going to play themselves. And I think you'll find it a real treat. And now, here is our announcer.
Hats off!
Three cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled value.
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain.
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream.
Toothbrushes to nylon.
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale.
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store.
The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Come on, children. Breakfast is on the table.
Oh, boy, am I hungry.
What's for breakfast, Mom? Pancakes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know why we have to eat so early on Saturday when there's no school.
Barbara, what are you doing in my best negligee?
She was pretending she was going to have her breakfast in bed.
Well, it would be nice.
Well, when you're married, Tyrone can bring it to you every morning.
Stop teasing your sister, Richard.
Well, it wasn't me who cut out his picture and pinned it on her wall.
Yes, and if you were as cute as he is, you'd get a lot more fan mail.
I remember when I was 16. Rudolph Valentino, it just made blood and sand.
Rudolph Valentino? Who's that, Mom?
Who cares? Where's the food?
Richard, we're waiting for your father.
He always gripes about our being on time, and we always have to wait for him.
Oh, Ben!
Dad!
Well, wait a minute. What are you shouting about? I'm here. Oh, can I get a quick cup of coffee for you and run? I promised Pinky I'd meet him on the first tee by 9:30.
Well, the coffee's ready. Sit down. I'll go out and get it.
Golf again, Dad?
Aren't you going to the studio today?
Oh, there's not much doing there on Saturday, so with the permission of my two children, I shall play a little golf. Gee, I hope I'm not keeping Pinky waiting.
Here's your coffee, Ben. Sure you don't want anything else?
No, I haven't got time. I'll get something on the ninth tee. Gosh, this coffee's hot.
Well, it'll cool in a minute. Relax.
Oh, no, I can't wait. I'll get a cup at the club if Pinky isn't late. I gotta run. Have fun, kid. Bye, beautiful. Be home by 6.
Oh, I do wish he'd eat. He's down to 192 pounds. Well, finish your breakfast, children. I want to talk to Hilda about dinner.
Poor mother.
Yes, the withering leaves of romance.
I guess she's what you call a golf widow.
Exactly. And we have to do something about it.
What can we do?
We'll have to use psychology on him.
I thought that was what Dad used on us.
We'll have to find a substitute.
You mean a gigolo to take Dad's place?
No, silly. A substitute for golf. Some hobby that'll keep him around the house.
How do we do that?
Never mind. You'll see. Get dressed, Richard. We're going downtown to buy Daddy a present.
Oh, but that'll cost money.
Well, it won't be spending money. It'll be investing in a father. Well, Richard, that finishes the adult game department.
Here's the book section.
Say, you know, a book would keep him home.
Yeah, and a book would be a lot more reasonable than that deluxe clay modeling set.
Honestly, Richard, you're as bad as Jack Benny.
Well, there's something I can do for you.
We'd like to see some books.
He knows that, Barbara. This is the book department.
It's for a present.
Oh, is it for a child?
No, it's for an elderly gentleman.
It's for our father.
Oh, well, here's a book that just came out. Strong and Silent, the Real Man's Book. It's a deluxe edition.
It's got a beautiful binding, and it's only $4.
$4? No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe he likes mystery stories. Here's a new one by Jade Rattler. He wrote...
It's a nice small book. How much is it?
$2 plus tax.
$2. Well, he doesn't really care for mysteries. Haven't you anything a little more reasonable?
Of course. Here's a counter with some fine books, all marked down to $1.
What's this counter over here?
They're all nonfiction, odds and ends, mostly on technical subjects.
How to put up a pup tent, 89 cents. How to make dishwashing fun, 79 cents. A book on rock gardening, 49 cents. You know, rock gardening would be a wonderful hobby for Dad.
But, Richard, Dad never even goes into the garden.
You don't have to go into the garden to read about rock gardening.
But he wouldn't be interested in rock gardening. He doesn't know a thing about it.
He will after he's read this book.
Really, Richard?
We'll take it. Charge it to Mrs. Ben Lyon, please. We can pay Mother back when she gets the bill.
Shall I send it?
No, we'll take it right along. Boy, this is a swell present for Dad.
May I have another cup of coffee, dear?
I think there's some more here. If not, I'll make some. Yep, just a cup. Have a good game.
Oh, boy, did I show Pinky a thing or two about that game. What do you know, in the sixth hole, we were about...
Huh? You haven't even looked at the package beside your plate.
Oh, this for me?
A present.
Oh, but wait a minute. It isn't my birthday, nor Christmas. Hey, what's the deal? Say, you kids been up to something again?
No, Daddy. Open it.
Okay, but there's something funny about this. I hope it doesn't explode.
Daddy.
You know, I'm about out of cigars, but it's too small for... Well, it's a book. Great. Hey, wait a minute. What's this book? Book on rock gardening? Book on rock gardening? Honestly, kid.
You don't like it.
Oh, well, of course I like it. It was swell of you to give me a present for no reason at all, but just the thing I wanted.
You're just saying that.
No, he isn't. Daddy's crazy about the book, and it was sweet of you to buy him a present out of your own money. You'll start to read it right after dinner, won't you, dear?
Yes, dear.
Tonight?
Yes, right after I've smoked a good long cigar. You see, I want my body relaxed and my mind fresh before I delve into the subject of rock gardening. A man has to take a work of science seriously. He just can't plunge in.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got my science homework to do. Good night,
darling.
Good night.
Is it all right if I go over to Marie's? I'll be home early, Mom.
All right, dear. But remember to look at the clock once in a while.
It's a good cigar. Smoke bothering you, Bibi?
No, dear.
Oh, what are you knitting?
Socks.
Ah.
For Richard.
Oh. where are those new magazines I brought home, Bibi?
I think Richard took them to bed with him.
Do you happen to know where the National Geographic is?
Well, Barbara took it to school. Now, I don't think she brought it home.
Well, it's darn funny how every bit of reading matter around this house has disappeared excepting this book on rock gardening. I can't seem to get comfortable in this chair. We ought to have the springs retied again. Oh, I saw Randy Scott for a minute today.
Three,
he looks fine.
Four,
he
five,
just came
six,
back.
Seven, darling, please don't talk to me. I'm counting stitches. Don't interrupt, honey.
Okay. Only I got nothing to do. A book on rock gardening. Well... Hey, what do you know? Say, this looks pretty interesting. Bibi?
What? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. What time is it?
I don't know. 1:30.
Oh, my goodness. It's past our bedtime. I won't be able to get you up in the morning. Come on.
Wait a minute, Bibi. Do you know the difference between an alpine and a subalpine?
What in the world are you talking about?
Or the difference between moraine plants and bog plants?
And if I answer, what do I get? Dishes or a washing machine?
Oh, no kidding, Bibi. This is an entrancing subject. Listen to this. The failure of many inexperienced rock gardeners is that they fail to select sympathetic rocks for their little plant friends. If the right type of sympathetic rocks are chosen, however, the little fellows will be encouraged to send their creeping, thirsty roots along the surface, hugging them for dear life until the rich, deep soil is reached.
Good night.
Good night, dear. Oh, and remind me to thank the kids for this swell book. Oh, Bibi.
Yes?
Bibi, Do you think that big rock at the north end of the house is sympathetic?
When the Japs are attacking?
The war is over, Mother. Say, it sounds like it's coming from the back of the house.
Hello out there. What's going on?
Well, I guess I used too much dynamite.
Too much what?
Dynamite.
Barbara, I think I'm going to faint. Ben, you come in the house this very instant.
What in the heck is Dad doing with dynamite?
Oh, I guess he's finding out the rock in our backyard is sympathetic. Those kids certainly beat it out of here in a hurry this morning. I wonder what they meant about their plan working too well.
Hmm?
Ben, do you have to read the entire time you're eating breakfast with me?
No, this is lunch me. I've been downtown already. You didn't think I had the dynamite in my humidor.
If I hear one more thing about that dynamite...
Oh, you won't. You won't. I'm all through blasting. The rocks are just the right size for the rock garden now. You've got to be careful about that. Look, it says so right here. The size of the space available should always be...
Ben Lyon, huh? Do you know what time it is?
No.
It's almost 10:30.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my golly, I've got a lot to do. I better get out in the yard.
Are you or are you not going to the studio today?
I'm not.
You're not going to the studio?
I already answered that question. I'm not going to the studio. I'm not going to the studio the rest of the week. I was just lucky enough to get hold of Cavoni, the Italian landscape artist who's a specialist in Japanese and English rock gardens. He's on his way here now.
Well, what will Mr. Zanuck say if you don't show up for the rest of the week?
Oh, I took care of that. I left word that I was sick, gangrene. I told him to say that my thumb is turning green.
Richard, please stop reaching for things. Your father will pass you whatever you want.
May I have another ear of corn, please?
Certainly. Ben, Richard wants you to pass him the corn.
Oh, yes. Here, Barbara.
No, Richard wants the corn.
Oh, yes, of course.
Not the potatoes, the corn. What's the matter with you this evening, Ben?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Why are you sitting there grinning like a Cheshire cat?
I asked Darrow Zenick for a leave of absence.
No. Did he agree?
Oh, he's a very understanding man. As a matter of fact, he said it was about to suggest it himself.
And I bet I know just how it happened. Darrell asked you about that new English star you're trying to sign up, and you asked him whether he knew the difference between alpines and subalpines.
Not at all. I was discussing geraniums and erodium.
Oh, Ben. Not during business hours. And with Darrell Zanuck of all people.
That's the trouble with everyone. They want to talk business all day long.
How peculiar. For businessmen.
Man cannot live for bread alone.
He certainly cannot. Barbara, pass the meat. We may not be eating again for a long time.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of a book on rock gardening, co-starring B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, with Barbara and Richard Lyon. And now, here is our announcer.
The name Keepsake means quality.
Brilliant.
Keepsake is guaranteed.
Perfect.
Keepsake is styled for you. It's a truly perfect diamond ring. It's a guaranteed perfect diamond ring meant just for you. Your keepsake. Your keepsake.
10. Wake up. The Fieldings are coming over to play bridge, and you're still in your gardening clothes.
What's that?
The Fieldings.
Oh, the Fieldings are coming over. All right, but I do hope they go home early. I'm really tired tonight.
Yes, I know, dear. You transplanted a whole bed of Pinus montana. If you tell me about it once more, I'll scream.
I wasn't going to say a word. I was just going upstairs to dress.
Oh, Barbara! Barbara!
Yes, Mother. I was just going over to Marie's.
Well, you ought to have the Creightons put up a cot for you over there.
But, Mother, the whole gang's going to be there.
Well, why don't you bring the gang here like you used to?
Well, Marie has the most divine records, and Mrs. Creighton makes sandwiches for the gang, and Mr. Creighton's a riot mom.
Well, I'd be glad to make sandwiches, and you have just as many records as Marie Creighton has any day of the week. And your father...
Yes, and my father could come in and talk about rock gardening the way he did last time. Why, the kids left before 10:30.
Yes, I know. Oh, well, run along, dear. Oh, my, the Fieldings are early.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, darling.
Evening, Bebe.
Hello, Al.
Been a long time.
Hello, Bebe.
Hello, honey.
Oh, where's the country squire tonight?
Getting dressed. He should be down in a minute. Come on in the living room.
All right, dear.
Bebe.
Hmm?
What's that strange odor?
Oh, that. Oh, that's chemical fertilizer.
Fertilizer?
Mm-hmm.
In the house?
Fertilizer in the entrance hall?
Oh, really, Bebe? Well, there isn't any more room in the garage, so Ben stacked it in the hall.
Oh, hello, folks. Hello.
Hello,
hello
Ben.
See you. I'll be in just as soon as I light the nightlight under the Cecilia Campanulata. They're very sensitive when they're young. Very sensitive.
Say, Ben's pretty wrapped up in his rock gardening, isn't he?
Wrapped up? You don't know the half of it.
What's the usual duration of this disease?
I'm beginning to think it's incurable.
Shh, here he comes. Don't say anything. He likes to pretend he's normal.
Oh, they're just doing fine. You should see how they've grown in just one day. You folks would like to come out and see them, would you?
Well...
The only thing I'd like to see would be 52 cards. Deal, June. We did come over to play bridge, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're perfectly right. Come on, Ben, now sit down.
Oh, it's very pleasant to have you folks here again. You know, I haven't played cards in months.
I've almost forgotten how to deal.
Here we are.
Your bid, June.
One club.
Mm. One heart.
Two spades.
Three campanulatas.
What?
Oh, you know, it's a funny thing about these Persalia campanulatas, June. They're pretty fragile at first, but after you get them outside, they become pretty hardy, as long as the soil is firm.
What do you bid, Ben?
Well, look, here it is right in the book. I always keep it handy. It says, remember that the little fellows must feel securely anchored. They must be firm if they are to grow, and only a nice, unshakable foundation can give them the sense of security.
Oh, my goodness, I just remembered. I left something on the stove at home.
Yeah, we better go right home. We'll have a fire.
Oh, couldn't you call the Mitchells? They live right next door.
No, I'm sure they went away. I saw them drive off.
Oh, it's nice thinking about these little fellows having a sense of security, isn't it?
Come on, June, we better hurry.
Oh, Al, June, must you go?
Oh, it's been a lovely evening, dear.
See you soon. You know, I never realized before that plants even worried about the future. Only a nice, unshakable foundation can give them this sense of security. Doggone.
Ben, don't look now, but I think my security is slipping.
What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, everything. Do you realize your father doesn't work at anything but that infernal rock garden anymore?
Are we very poor now? Will we be thrown out of the house?
No, but it might be a good thing.
Well, hello, girl. Hello.
Oh, you look both mighty beautiful. You certainly do. As pretty as a couple of Saxifraga cymbalaria.
Thanks.
Bebe, my dear, you've been crying.
She cries all the time. It's about the rock gardening.
No.
Yes. Oh, why shouldn't I cry? We've become complete hermits. No one comes to see us. Our neighbors don't even borrow from us anymore. And you, Ben Lyon, pay more attention to that dwarf birch than you do to me.
Oh, well, wait until the thing's finished, Bebe. Everyone will want to come here and be with us and sit by the side of the pool.
A pool?
The best in this section of the country, if my dreams materialize.
Well, those kids act very odd at times.
They take after my side of the family.
Oh, now, let's be sensible, Bebe. I know it's strange for a man to become an enthusiast for a hobby during the harvest of his life.
Harvest? strange fruit.
But we have but one life to live, and we might as well...
The kids are all excited. Ronnie wants to know if the pool will be as big as Hollywood Star's hat.
What's all this nonsense about?
And Louise says we can hold the charity swim meet here. Will there be a high-diving board?
And Frank wants a job of a lifesaver. And Jimmy says you want to be the first one in the swimming pool.
Swimming pool? This is going to be a pool for lovely aquatic plants. Well, there it is, Richard. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's worth it.
It looks lovely, Dad. And it's almost big enough for the kids to swim in.
Oh, quit worrying about those junior Weismullers and help me fill her up.
All right, Dad, I'm ready.
Oh, just wait until you get a load of the blue Egyptian lotus I've ordered.
Yes, sir. Shall I turn the water on?
Turn it on. Everything's shipshape.
Here goes.
Oh, beautiful. Simply beautiful. Oh, I'm sure Galileo wasn't more overcome with emotion when he first discovered the Pacific.
It was Balboa who discovered the Pacific, Dad.
Oh, well, anyway, it was discovered. Oh, and just wait until I have the lilies and things planted.
Ben, the basement walls are leaking.
you see, that sometimes happens at first, Phoebe, until the walls take up or something. Oh, they'll be all right in a few minutes.
Ben, it's been an hour and the walls are still leaking.
Okay, okay. I told you I'd fix them. Carboni says all I have to do is apply a thin shell of concrete on the inside of the wall and then paint it with asphaltum or something.
That black stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. I won't have you smear a lot of black stuff down my laundry.
Oh, well, maybe we can get it in some other color.
So they finally got the basement waterproof, June. But now he's twice as bad as he was before.
Oh, you poor dear.
Mm. Have you ever thought of a psychiatrist?
Oh, yes, but it didn't work. He got the psychiatrist interested in rock gardening. Great therapeutic treatment, the psychiatrist said.
Oh, they're knocked out. But something will come along.
Yes?
You the owner of this zoo?
Zoo?
Pardon me, I meant this house.
Oh, it's in my husband's name.
He home?
He's back in the garden.
Good. That's what I want to see him about. I'm from the Board of Health. That stagnant pool back there is a violation. If it isn't removed in 24 hours, the place will be condemned.
Good.
Yes. What's that?
Oh, I said be good enough to go back in the garden and tell him about it.
Don't worry about that, lady. I will.
That's it, B.B. This'll take the wind out of his sails, and he'll abandon the whole thing.
Ah, oh, you don't know Ben. By this time, he probably has the inspector promising him some rare plant found only in the city's sewage system.
Phoebe,
here it comes.
Phoebe, have you seen that new book I got, the one with a picture of the Sagittaria Gigantea on the cover?
What's all the excitement about a book, Ben? What happened to the inspector?
Oh, that wasn't important. But the inspector says I'll have to purify the water at once, so I'll have to go downtown now and get the fish. You see, they act like a regular little purifying system.
Well, handy little fellows, aren't they?
Oh, and beautiful, too. Have you ever seen a Japanese veil-tail telescope?
Fish, I presume.
A fish, of course.
Fish! Fresh fish! Get your fish at the Lion Insane Asylum! Fish! Fresh fish!
Now, what do you suppose is wrong with her?
Well, that takes care of your spring wardrobe, Richard. Now we're going to buy your father a present.
What are we
going to
buy?
The best set of clubs I can find.
But he doesn't play golf anymore.
Well, maybe a new set of clubs will persuade him to take up the game again.
You mean maybe they'll break the spell?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and he might even give it up entirely and go back to work.
Well, let's not lose our heads. But it's worth a try.
Well, here we are. This set of clubs looks pretty.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? $180.
$180? You ought to throw him a golf course for that. You know, we could get him a book on golf.
Clerk, we'll take this set of golf clubs.
Gee, Gee, Mom, it's nice to hear you so happy again. Shall I ring the doorbell?
No, no, darling. I'll use my key.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Richard.
Hi, darling. Where's your dad? He isn't in the garden. I looked before we came in.
I think he's in the basement.
Well, let's go down. We'll take the golf clubs with us.
Wait until he sees them.
Oh, Ben! Ben! Surprise! Come and see what we bought you.
Oh, a present?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a set of golf clubs. Oh, very nice. Thank you, dear. Sorry, I got to get back to work.
Ben Lyon, what are you doing?
He's knocking all the cement from the basement wall.
The water will leak through again.
Ben, after all those weeks of coaxing you to put that stuff on, what in the name of thunder's the idea?
Oh, please, dear, please. We'll talk about it later. You see, I've got to get this job done this afternoon.
Oh, I give up. I give up. I thought this set of clubs would bring you back to sanity, make you forget all this nonsense about rock gardening.
What? Rock gardening? Oh, I've given it up, dear.
You have?
Yes, you see, the author of that book on rock gardening just wrote a new one about mushroom cultivation.
Mushroom cultivation?
Yes, you raise them right in your own basement, and you sell them at an enormous profit.
Ben.
But there's only one thing, though. You've got to have damp basement walls.
And the curtain falls on Act Two, the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of a book on rock gardening, co-starring B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, and their two children, Barbara and Richard. They'll be with us in just a moment. And now, here's our announcer.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue savings.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled values. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
Well, family, I can say very positively, well done. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Len.
Thanks very much.
In the cast, you heard the Lyon family as themselves. B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, and their two children, Barbara and Richard Lyon. Joe Forte was Al, Lois Corbett, June, and Wilms Herbert, the inspector. A Book on Rock Gardening was written by Bud Lesser. Music composed and conducted by Del Castillo. It's been a real pleasure bringing you our play, and we hope you'll all be with us next week when we'll present a prominent Hollywood movie star in a story especially written for their talents and for your pleasure. A Book on Rock Gardening was produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell.